c'est l'heure encore parce que c'est notre samedi avec le Zarico, monsieur et madame. Et les chers amis, nous autres ici tour. Amusez vous autres avec le meilleur Zarico dans tout pays. Mon nom c'est JB, va être dans la chaise jusqu'à mon ami rentre, MC, va rentrer plus tard, là, à peu près 9h30. Reste avec nous autres quand même, jusqu'à midi. Le numéro de téléphone, c'est 482-6991, si vous autres vous rappelez. Encore, c'est 482-6991, sur le programme Zarico, sans pas aller, jusqu'à midi aujourd'hui. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning to all of you, and welcome to Zarico Sans Passale. Your host, JB. I'll be here in the chair until 12 noon, along with my sidekick, MC. So just stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. You're listening to just that, KRVS, Lake Charles, Lafayette. And we provide you with the best in sounds, and we will continue with that Zarico until 12 noon. We'll keep it hot, we'll keep it cool, we'll keep it mellow. We'll keep it all of the fashion. That's what Zarico gives all of you. Anyway, we got a great Saturday. It's beautiful out there. The hurricane or whatever, the tropical storm, is going northeast. And really, it just fizzled out. But it brings about a beautiful day. And it's going to be nice and cool for the game tonight. So stay tuned right here, and if you want to go out to the tailgate over there in Cajun Field, you might as well get over there and join us. I know they're listening to us as we speak right now. Good morning to all of you, those Raging Cajun, and particularly my good friend all the way in Lake Charles, Raging Cajun himself. What happened last week? I know you're going to give me a call later on in the program. 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. Let's continue with Zarico with Boozoo. Late great Boozoo Chavis, pray for me.
Priez pour moi, sauvez mon nom.
Et priez pour moi par Buzu Chavez. Continuez avec le Zarico, avec Roy Carrier, avec l'Offshore Lounge. Il va dire quelque chose comme c'est le vrai Zarico. C'est comme ça le Zarico galope. The true Zarico beat. And we're right here, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this beautiful Saturday, as I said, 482-6991. Your host, JB, right here. Zydeco, real way. Now that's the real Zydeco beat, and coming up is something by the late great Warren Prejean. And you know, you kind of say that lightly. Anyway, he just passed away not very long ago. We lost a good one as well. But he had put out a new CD called I'm On My Own. And one of the cuts in there we're going to play it right now, number 5, and he calls it Tinana.
Tinana. Na 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 na. I'm afraid to call her name.
I call a name I know, I'ma be in trouble. Looking good to me. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, honey child.
Oops. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Again, those of you who just tuned in and just got us in. And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. I have one of my good and young friend in the house.
Pavre mon gente.
Nous autres, peux parler pour ça. Bonheur ce matin. Quand tout quelque chose change.
Mais oui, quand tu viens, tout quelque chose change.
Mary Alice Drake, just good morning to you.
And bonjour, comment ça va?
One of the members, the founding members of Creole Incorporated. And she's here to talk not about Creole, but we'll mention it anyway. But she's here to talk about an organization that is sponsoring something. And I'm going to let her tell you. How long has it been since we've been friends, Mary Alice?
Oh, Lord. It goes back to high school.
Yeah, I suppose. And that's a long time back.
Mm-hmm.
When we were young.
When we were young.
When all of our hair was on our heads. And then our hair wasn't gray.
It was not gray.
That's right.
And we didn't have perms either.
It was natural curly.
Okay.
But anyway, Marilyn, you want to tell them something about what is coming up, what is taking place?
Okay, my sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority chapter of Eta Chi Omega chapter of Lafayette, Louisiana, is having a Western dance, and it is called a cowgirl affair.
Cowgirl.
Yeah, cowgirl. Cowgirl affair. You know, we always say cowboy with a C, but this one is cowgirl with a K.
Yeah.
It will take place Saturday, October the 19th from 8 o'clock p.m. to 1 o'clock a.m. in the morning at Martin Luther King Center. And it is a BYOB affair. This is a fundraiser. Dr. Boogie will be spinning. And also, you wear Western attire. It is simple Western attire. You can have fun. You can dance. And we are going to have the refreshments of red bean and rice and sausage. But you bring your own bottle of the thing you want to drink. Also, this is a fundraiser for our sorority, and all the proceeds from this fundraiser does not stay in the chapter. It goes out into the community for worthwhile community events and also for scholarships. We give out scholarships with this type of money. And we're asking you to please come. You can buy the tickets are $15. You could buy them from a member of the sorority, or you can pay $15 at the door the night of the event.
Since it is a donation of $15, that's what it is, actually, because it is a donation, because the $15 actually goes to a worthy cause. Mm-hmm. And it's a charitable organization and an activity that actually you do in the community. So it is a fun event.
Fun event, and you will have fun. Put your cowgirl affair on and ride it like a cowboy with your boots on. Come and enjoy with us. You will
and
have fun.
And if you want to bring you a false horse, then you,
you can bring him too.
You remember how we used to do it with a broomstick and pretend that that was a horse?
Yes, we sure did.
Yeah, and we'd dress it up just like a horse. So if you want to do that, this is an opportunity, as the cowgirls love to perform and show their stuff, and this is the way. So I want the cowgirls to come, because it's a cowgirl affair. The men just coming along.
Yeah, the men are coming along. Please bring the man so you can dance with him. You know what
that's
I mean.
Right. That's right. But I want you to be able to dress yourself and dress your men.
Yes.
In cowgirl and cowboy outfit.
Yes.
And that's all going to take place on the 19th.
October the 19th, Saturday.
At Martin Luther King's place on Corey.
On Corey, yes.
And it's going to be a nice affair. We plan to be there, and it's BYOB. Bring your own
bottle.
Whatever it is.
And we will provide the
The mixes. And they got free food.
Free food, yes.
Well, along that comes with the cost of coming in. That's what it kind of.
Fabulous, saucisse riz.
Oh oui.
Les choses que les cowboys mangent.
Oh oui. Parce que ça sert à tout et bon feu ce soir le soir.
Mais bien sûr.
Oui, oui. Et well, nous allons pas dire ça parce que.
Pas du tout.
Parce que le monde connaît quoi se faire. Fair.
C'est vrai. OK.
28 minutes passées 8 heures. Et nous autres allons retourner un peu plus tard avec Mary Alice Drake. Et pour continuer la conversation de quoi se va passer. Let me put it that way. I'm thinking while I'm talking.
Bien
and
sûr.
Every time I tell my students the very same thing. You got to think
before
you speak.
That's right.
And it's not it's not you know, and it's not lack. C'est pas comme ça du tout.
Pas du tout.
And they do it all the time. And you're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Zydeco. And your host, JB, I'll be here until 12 noon. You stay tuned right here on 88.7. You call a friend and tell them that there is Zydeco playing on 88.7. And we do this every Saturday morning. From 8 a.m. to 12 noon, you stay tuned. We'll be right back with more right after those brief messages. Stay tuned.
That went well, John.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
T'as des misères à réveiller les dimanches matins? Mais allume la radio avec moi, Louis Michaud. Tous les dimanches matins, 7h jusqu'à 9h, on va charrer en français, écouter la musique en français et boire une petite tasse de café. Join me, Louis Michaud, if you have trouble waking up in the Sunday mornings. Just turn your radio to KRVS from 7 to 9 and hear me with Le Réveil, The Awakening en français.
Rod Menard, T.K. Hewlett, Lazy Lester, Cookie and the Cupcakes, King Carl, Phil Phillips, Van Broussard, Fats Domino, Frankie Ford, John Fred, and the Boogie Kings. Saturday afternoons at 3 for Born on the Bayou at KRVS.
Move it to the left, yeah, and you go for yourself.
I'm Lee Kleinfeder. Hope you can join me Saturday afternoons at 3 for KRVS and Born on the Bayou.
We're back, and let us play something, and we'll come back and speak with, have a conversation with Mary Alice of the AKA. So just stay tuned right here, 482-6991. If you want to ask her any question, you may call at 482-6991. JB, your host.
Quand j'ai laissé dans la copain, tu connais notre pensée, il m'appelait Jack Rabbit, tu connais. Parce que j'ai galopé, tu connais, dans les ronds cotons et tout, pas tout. Coussé des lapins, du bois. Tu veux faire ça? Allons essayer ça.
call me Jack Rabbit, yeah. They call me Jack Rabbit, cause I'm a Zodiac all night. Jack Rabbit.
A slob, and your boss, he's a jerk. I'm your man. if you're tossing and turning in your bed. Your body is burning and he's sleeping instead. I'm your man. Don't wake him up. Let him sleep.
Let him sleep.
I got the world in my hand. 100% man of action. Sexual healing guarantees satisfaction. If you're watching soap on your TV, if your rent is due, honey, don't call me. He's your man. He's got his wallet in his hand. 100% man of action. Sex with no healing and that's no.
Thank you.
All right, 51 past. 8 o'clock, the first segment. The premier segment de Zarico sans passale. While you were just listening to all the music, you listened to Tina, now Bojack, I went to the dance. Rockin' Sydney, I'm your man. Zarico Joe, Jack Rabbit. Rockin' Dope C, and it was a Dope C boogie. And you heard also from Cooper. Cooper himself. He says, the night time got to be the right time. And then you just heard Clifton Chenier, the man himself. He says, party down. And we're going to continue with something by Rosa Ledet, who is traveling all over the world. Also, we just want to let you know that we have Mary Alice in the studio. And I'm going to have her to say, so she can, I know she's got to go someplace. She's got to go to another location, she tells me all the time. She's a busy lady. And now, Mary Alice, what do you teach? I understand you're still teaching.
Yeah, I'm in the Spanish virtual lab at Northside High School. It's called E. That's the Education of the Future on the Computer. Foreign language coming on the computer. And when the kids have a problem, I go and I help them and explain what it is. But it's virtual foreign language at Northside, yes. Very interesting.
I would think it is. And what it... What you're trying to do, or attempting to do, rather, is to make sure that the students speak more than one language.
Yes.
Because in this world we live in, it's quite a diverse
culture.
World and the culture itself. So that, and language is very important, or languages are very important when you travel, because you can travel so easy across the globe.
And people... And Louisiana was once owned 34 years by Spain, so it's good to learn Spanish. And then we went to French. Louisiana kept going back and forth until we became until the United States bought the Louisiana in the Louisiana Purchase. So we should know all language. We should know Spanish and French, because both of them is part of our culture.
But you do speak. Responsibility or part of that is that to teach both French and Spanish.
French and Spanish.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, and I didn't know that. Yeah, I know that. I knew that you were very well versed and educated in French. Now you speak Spanish as well.
Yeah, I took it in college and I let it go since I was teaching French, but then it came all back again. Came all back. It's good.
It comes back very easily. In fact, this weekend they have the Latin Festival. That's going on in Lafayette. That's taking place, I think, as we speak. It's starting off. So they have a big festival going on. So are you planning to go there and do some zouk?
Zydeco dance. Salsa.
Salsa.
No,
salsa.
Too fast.
Too fast?
Les hanches ne grouillent pas vraiment bien les jambes.
No, no. But I'm really pleased to know that your the subjects that are being taught at Northside, it tells us that the school now are recognizing the importance of educating our children and making sure that they are introduced
to both languages.
So whenever they get into college and also get into the real world of job or labor market, it is something that they would have on their resume, that they can speak
French,
or at least they may not be able to speak it fluently, but they could understand it. And
yes,
that's important.
Yes.
And because my youngest son travels quite a bit, Joey. He travels as a flight attendant, and he said he wished
he knew Spanish.
That he would have continued while he was at Como to at least to learn how to speak more and better French and Spanish, because he traveled all over the country, and he run across all kinds of people that actually speak different languages. But anyway, you want to tell us about, you want to tell us quickly about what is going to take place and the purpose of your visit?
Oh, yes, the purpose of my visit is to announce that on Saturday, October the 19th, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sororities Chapter Eta Chi Omega is having a Western dance. It is called a cowgirl affair with the K, not with the C, because this is Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. And the tickets are $15. You can buy a ticket from a member, or you can pay $15 at the door. Dr. Boogie is playing, the DJ. You bring your own bottle, and we will have, like, the Cokes and everything for the fellas. And we are providing the refreshment of red bean and rice and sausage. This is a fundraising affair, and all the proceeds from this affair does not stay in the sorority. It goes back into the community because we are a community service organization. This is for scholarships and for worthwhile community projects that go on within the city. And we would like for you to come and have fun with us. Put your put your boots on, do it like a cowboy, and have fun with us. Thank you.
Now, that's a good one. That's all going to take place. Now, remember, you got the date. It's on the 19th, so don't go on the 20th now. Just go on the 19th.
It's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday. And it starts at what time?
It starts at 8 o'clock until 1 in the morning at Martin Whoa. Luther King Center. So now, you can really boogie with Dr. Boogie.
Now, they're going to have bales of hay.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to feed your horse, let your horse eat the hay while you're there. They're going to have a hitch and rail. You can bring your horse there.
And your lasso.
If you want to bring your lasso.
And lasso that chick.
That's what you want to do. You got your spurs. You're gonna take your spurs off. They got a place, a rack where you can hang your spurs. So we'll have all of those things there for you. And if you got your saddle, you can take your saddle off your horse. They got a saddle rack. You can put it on that. And they're gonna have all of that for you. So just don't bring a live horse, please.
There's nowhere to park it.
Well, a horse will stand there for a little while, and you know that a horse sleeps on standing up.
Yes, right.
The horse doesn't lie down to sleep. And the many of you who are listening today, that you think a horse has said, "Oh, that's not true. A horse have to lie down." No, a horse stands up to sleep because he locks his knees, and so he doesn't fall. So if you bring your horse, you don't have to worry about you're having the horse sleeping on, falling up space to sleep. The horse will just stand there and go to sleep. As long as you give him water and hay and grain, he'll stay right there with you. But anyway, on the serious side, this is all going to be taking place on October the 19th at Martin Luther King Center. And that's going to be on the 19th now. Mm. Don't forget, that's not a Friday. It's not a Sunday. It's a Saturday.
And we would love to see you there. Please come and celebrate with us and have fun. And do it with your boots on.
Yeah, do it with your boots on. Just come on out there. I know you're going to have all kind of boots.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Just bring your boots and just wear that. And they'll be nice to be
And if you don't have boots, you still can come.
Just come.
Just come. Have fun.
And put your jeans on.
Put your jeans on, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Come into Cowgirls and see what they look like. And they're going to be all nice and pretty and with that little cowgirl hat and all of that. So you just come out there. And that's all it's sponsored by AKA. We'll be right back after those brief messages. Stay tuned. This is 88.7.